discusses Torah and Talmud Torah and how a person should learn Torah. Very, very important ideas over here. And Shaar Dalet. Okay, so number one. He says, I wish to speak about the overriding importance of Torah study. How important Torah study is. We know that Talmud Torah... Start again. Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. Learning Torah. Okay, we're in Shaar Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim. Chaim Velazhin is talking about the importance of learning Torah. And he says, regrettably, the learning of Torah has lessened during our time. He's talking about his time. Today, it's really coming back up. It's really coming back. Baruch Hashem, we're very lucky. Learning Torah is coming back up into vogue. But it's interesting because he says, because the pressures of earning a livelihood, you have to understand the Jews in Poland, Russia, in Lithuania, where he's talking about, he was in Lithuania, student of the Nagon. It was very, very hard to learn Arabic. People were poor, very, very poor. By the way, I was just looking yesterday, it was who were the big aliyot, the big movers to Israel. And the answers are the students of the Vilna Gaon and the students of the Baal Shem Tov. Interesting. Moved to Israel, moved to Yerushalayim. The Eda Haredit of Yerushalayim today are the descendants of the Vilna Gaon students. Moved to Israel. So anyway, so the Vilna Gaon. So this is Rav Chaim Velazhin, was a student of Vilna Gaon. Rav Chaim Velazhin says, today, unfortunately, people are not learning enough Torah. People are not learning enough Torah. And the answer is, the truth is, it's true anywhere. That's why people who go to work, they don't learn enough Torah. So people have to put up their socks and learn more Torah. He says there are many devout people who learn Musar, but they don't learn Torah. So look what he's saying. He's saying, Musar, if you learn Musar, you're not really getting to the main Torah study. You're learning Musar. Musar is very good. Musar is the laws of ethics. You're learning about how to be a good person. It's very important. How to be, we talked about this morning, not having desire, not having jealousy, not having ego. It's very hard to do. A person needs to learn Musar. That's Musar. But then they don't learn the actual Gufei Torah, which is the main Torah. They don't learn Chumash. They don't learn Tanakh. They don't learn Mishnah. They don't learn Gemara. That's the main thing. They don't learn Shulchan Aruch. May Hashem forgive them, he says. People don't learn Shulchan Aruch. We have a class every day, 7 to 7:30 every day. Shulchan Aruch. Which how many people learn Shulchan Aruch every day? Rav Vadi Yosef says, he said, a person who has no time to learn, what should he learn? Shulchan Aruch. Halachot. Otherwise, a Jew without halachot doesn't know how to behave. He doesn't know how to keep Shabbat. Doesn't know how to keep kosher. Doesn't know how to do things. So a person can learn all the Musar in the world, but if you don't know what to do, you don't know which bracha to make. What's the use? A person doesn't know which bracha to make. Someone asked me yesterday, what bracha do I make in dessert? Do I say a bracha on dessert? I said, where are you on Tuesday nights? We're learning exactly what we're learning Tuesday nights. That's what we're learning. Come to the class. So people shy away from the Torah and halacha. May Hashem forgive them. They learn Musar, but they don't learn Torah. So there's two parts of the Torah. There's Musar, which is good. Musar is there to help you to do better in your midot, in your traits. And push you to do more learning Torah. But a person doesn't learn Torah, he's learning the Musar without learning Torah. It's like having the hors d'oeuvre without the main course. The hors d'oeuvre is the Musar, but the main course is missing. Imagine you go to a wedding and they give you the hors d'oeuvres, and they say, that's it, it's finished. where's the main course? I'm hungry. There's no main course. The hors d'oeuvre, that's it. So the Musar is what pushes you to learn Torah. But you have the Musar to learn, to push you, but you're not learning any Torah. They mean well, he says, but this is not the way to getting the light of the Torah. So we're in chapter 4, Shaar Dalet, first chapter. Of course, he says, it's good to learn Musar. Nevertheless, the early generations with burning love of Hashem spent their days learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfot. Imagine. I mean, this is talking about after Rashi and Tosfot. Rashi was in 1000 CE. Rashi, 1000 CE. Imagine Rashi learning Gemara with no commentary. So he's pulling the commentary out of the air. He's writing a commentary on the Gemara. No one ever wrote a commentary like Rashi on Gemara. And then Tosfot is commenting on Rashi and the other ideas in the Gemara. So, but now we have Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot. So he says, the person should learn at least. By the way, that's the Ashkenazi derech, to learn Gemara. It's Friday we learn everything. You have to learn Tanakh. Just like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, we just did it in chapter 5, Pirkei Avot. We just did it yesterday. Right? We learned it yesterday on Shabbat. At age of 5, you have to learn Tanakh. You learn Torah. The age of 10, you learn Mishnah.
The age of 15, you learn Gemara. 18, marriage. 20, work hard, work. Gotta support your kids. 30, strength. 40, bina, understanding. 50, etza. You know how to give advice. So these are these things. But you know, the order is 5, Tanakh. Start learning Tanakh. 5. By the age of 10, you should know Tanakh already. Unfortunately, schools are failing miserably. People don't know Tanakh. They're age of 10. Age of 10, they learn Mishnah. From 10 till 15, a person should know the whole Mishnah. From the age of 15, learn Gemara. Hopefully, by the age of 18, he'll be able to finish most of the Gemara. Very hard. So how does a person learn Gemara? The answer is, a person's going to learn fast. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot. In those days, they would learn like 50 pages a day. Says the Chazon Ish would learn 7 pages a day. But he would go 1 page ahead every day. So he learned 1 page 7 times. His friends would learn 7 pages a day, but they would just keep on going. So they would finish the whole Shas every year. Every year they finish Shas. Rav Chaim Kanievsky finishes Shas every year. He makes a siyum on Shas every year. Every year he finishes the whole Shas, which means he learns 7 pages a day. It's hard. It's hard to learn 1 page a day. Forget about 7 pages a day. But a person who's been through it a few times, and probably it gets easier and easier, hopefully. So he says, this evil trend made inroads in the yeshivot. And as a result, many students turned just to studying Talmud, nothing else. So they didn't learn Musar. So there's two ways to this. There's two extremes. One extreme is learn Musar all day. Learn the ethics, but don't learn Torah. The other extreme is learn Torah, no ethics. You need both. Because you need to combine the two. So what happens if you learn Torah, no ethics? He says, many students just turn to learning Talmud, nothing else. And the Mishnah says, Brikei Avot, chapter 3, without the fear of God, there is no wisdom. So therefore, people wrote books stressing the importance of learning Musar. However, they did not mean to set aside your Torah study and just learn Musar all day. So like it was a reaction. People were just learning Torah and they weren't learning Musar. So they didn't have any fear of God. So the rabbi said, you got to learn Musar. So they said, okay, we'll dump the Torah and we'll learn Musar instead. So it's like a person's got to find the balance between Musar, between ethics and learning Torah. Person's got to do both. You have to learn both. So in most yeshivot, they have what's called a Musar Seder. An order of learning Musar, they give you half an hour a day, Musar Seder. So you have a Halacha Seder, half an hour a day. Right? The rest of the time, they learn Gemara all day. So the rabbis wanted the study of the written and the oral laws and the Halacha to be one's main concern. And the pursuit of piety and fear of God, an additional concern. So there's two parts to it. The main meal is Torah. The hors d'oeuvre, Musar. But you learn Musar. And but the purpose of the Misa Musar, the purpose of the ethics, the purpose of the learning to push you is to learn more Torah and to do more mitzvah. So he says, today everything's upside down. The value system of today is upside down. People go to work and Torah becomes a second. It's a minor second. The opposite is happening, he says. Torah study, which should be the primary concern, has become downgraded. Many people learn Musar, but they don't learn Torah. He says, I found that this spread to the point that in the study halls of a certain town, most of the books are works of Musar. They don't even have a whole set of Shas. Now we're lucky, we have a whole set of Shas. We have a few sets of Shas over here. So it's important. People don't realize this goes against Hashem's will. Why? Because eventually a person doesn't learn Shas, doesn't learn Halakha, there'll be no rabbis. Because to be a rabbi, you have to learn Halakha. If you don't know Halakha, you can't be a rabbi. So what happens if a person just learns Musar? He doesn't know what to do. There'll be no rabbis. So Musar is good, but you gotta have a balance between Musar and Torah study. Okay, now we come to Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma means learning Torah for its own sake. What does that mean, learning Torah for its own sake? That's the question. What does it mean? So some people say it means learning with devotion. I'm devoting myself to learning Torah. I'm learning with enthusiasm. And without that devotion, person thinks it's worthless. No, he says, wrong. So people don't even study. Why? Because I don't have that devotion. I don't have that penchant for learning Torah. I don't have the enthusiasm for learning Torah. So therefore, you know what? If I don't have the enthusiasm, I'm not going to learn. Wrong! We know. They do a mitzvah first. Mitosh shelo lishma balishma. So what does Torah lishma mean? It doesn't mean devotion. It does not mean devotion. What does it mean? That's what he's telling us. It does not mean learning with religious devotion. Evidence of this is found in the Midrash. David HaMelech prayed to Hashem. Hashem, please. When a person, so David HaMelech wrote the book of Tehillim, right? Book of Psalms. He didn't write the whole thing because there's Psalms from other people as well. But he wrote a majority of the Psalms are from David HaMelech. So David HaMelech said a prayer. Look at this prayer. Hashem, when people read the Psalms, please Hashem, make it as if they're learning the complicated halachot. The most complicated halachot. Most complicated gemarot. Of Negaim Nahalot, which talk about laws of Tumah and Tahara. Very, very complicated. So let the reading of the Tehillim be as if they're learning very complicated halachot. Because do you get more reward for saying Tehillim, or you get more reward for complicated halachot? Complicated halachot. The more complicated the subject, the more reward you get. Why? As we just finished, right? We just finished in this week's end of chapter 5 of Pirkei Avot, what does it say? Ben Bag Bag and Ben Hehe. Who is Ben Bag Bag and Ben Behehe? You heard those strange words, right? Ben Bag Bag. So the commentaries say Bet Gimel, Bet Gimel, Ben Bag Bag. Bet Gimel, Bet is 2 and Gimel is 3. 5. So it's the same as he's like he's 5, right? What is 5? The He. He is 5. What is He is 5? The difference between Avram and Avraham. Hashem changed his name to Avraham. He gave him 5 more. Why? Because Avraham became Jewish. He had a Brit Milah. So they didn't want to say Ben Hehe was a non-Jew who converted. They called him Ben Hehe. It's a nickname for a... And Ben Bag Bag also is like a hey, because Bet Gimel is a hey, right? So they're both converts. And what do they teach us? Lefum Tzara Agra. The more trouble, the more reward. So that's it. So Hashem values the more trouble you put into learning. The more complicated the learning is, the more reward you get. The less complicated the learning is, the less reward a person gets. More complicated, a person's delving into it. Because the whole point of Torah study is to delve. A person studies more, studies another commentary, another commentary, another commentary. You're delving into it, you get much more reward than just reading it. So Tehillim, how do you learn Tehillim? You don't learn Torah, you read Tehillim. Reading Tehillim, okay, you did a mitzvah. David HaMelech says, please Hashem, make it as if they did the mitzvah of learning something hard. When you read Tehillim, I want them to get a mitzvah of learning something hard. But you know what? The Gemara doesn't say what happened. The Gemara just says, David HaMelech prayed, Hashem, let people read Tehillim, get the reward of learning complicated laws. So we see over here that what? Hashem values complicated laws, in-depth study, more than just Tehillim. But again, it depends on a person's ability. You can't expect a person with no ability to be able to learn Gemara. It takes ages to learn Gemara. But that's the idea. The idea is the deeper a person learns, the more reward they're getting. Because the more trouble they're expending, more the brain power they're spending. So Lishma means, if you say Lishma means passion and devotion, then the highest form of devotion is Tehillim. There's nothing more devotion than Tehillim. If you want to show your love of God, give me Tehillim. A person loves God, they pray Tehillim. Because the Tehillim is all about, what does it do? Praising Hashem. Especially Hallelujah. You got praise of God in one word. Most powerful word there is, Hallelujah. Praise be God. So Tehillim is all about praising God. A person says, I want to praise Hashem. What do you do? What do you read? Tehillim. Psalms. Right? You want to praise God? Psalms. So Psalms is devotion. But if you say learning the Gemara is more reward than Psalms, we see that learning Torah deeply is more devotion than Tehillim. That is what Lishma means. Lishma means deeply learning Torah. So if religious fervor is the criteria, just learn, just read Tehillim all day. So we know the Mishnah tells us pretty careful that Hillel had how many students? 80 students. Hillel had 80 students. Who was the biggest of his students? Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel. Who was the smallest of his students? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest of his students. And it says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew every section of the Torah. The whole thing. He knew the whole Torah. He knew the Gemara, Mishnah, Talmud, Chumash, everything. Nothing he did. He left nothing empty. Why? What's the reason? Why does it tell us that? He learned the whole Torah, implying he was obsessed. He was obsessed. He pushed himself. He didn't care about the devotion aspect. He wanted to learn the whole Torah. The main thing is to learn the whole Torah. Okay, this is what we talked about earlier. In Mishlei, the Midrash says, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the time to come, Hashem will judge the whole world. If a person learned Tanakh, Torah, he learned the prophets, he learned the Torah, he learned the prophets and the writings. Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. The 24 books of Tanakh. He learned the whole Tanakh. Where is the Tanakh? Where is it? Pass it. Pass it quickly. Show people with Tanakh. You learn the whole Tanakh. And it's very important to read through the whole Tanakh. Person's going to know the whole Tanakh. Men, women, children, everyone has to know Tanakh. And it's very good to pass it. I just want to show the on the video. Tanakh. You get the whole art scroll here. Tanakh. This is Tanakh. Okay? You got to read the whole from the beginning to the end. Person's going to read. Every Jew's going to know Tanakh. Right? Got to read the whole Tanakh. It's the Bible. Tanakh is the Bible. So it's not just the five books of Moses. It includes all the prophets and everything. Everything. Up to the end of the prophets. This is the book of Tanakh, including Tehillim. It includes Tehillim, book of Ruth. Everything's in here. Tanakh. Every Jew is going to learn Tanakh. So that's only one step. That's the lowest step. First step is Tanakh. That's by the age of 10. Person learn Tanakh. So he says, a person learned Tanakh. They ask him, why did you learn Mishnah? He says, no. Why did you learn Mishnah? Go down. Go the other way. He learned Mishnah. He said, I only learned, which part of the Mishnah did you learn? I learned two Siddharim of Mishnah. What about the rest of the Mishnah? It's very important to learn the whole Mishnah. And then he says, you learn the Gemara. I didn't learn the Gemara. You got to learn the whole Gemara. So that's exactly what they ask a person. And then a person says, I learned Gemara. Did you learn Kabbalah? Okay. So a person's going to know. So it's much easier to be a woman. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Women are much, they get off very lightly. A woman has to know Tanakh. A woman has to know Tanakh. And a woman has to know Halacha, or what needs to be done in daily life. Two things women have to know, Tanakh, and they have to know Halacha, of how to run the kitchen, how to run their family, how to go to the mikveh, all these laws, which are daily laws, Shabbat, Kashrut, all these are very important laws women have to know, but the men have to know everything. Men have to learn everything from the beginning to the end. It's no end. There's no end to it. So, Torah Lishma does not mean learning with an ecstatic feeling. Why? Because there's a lot of halachot in the Torah which are boring. How can you have enthusiasm when you learn kinim, as we said? How can you have enthusiasm when you learn ohalot, when you learn all these laws of tumah and tahara, and you need the laws the laws, complicated halachot, choshe mishpat, damages, so complicated, so dry. How do you have enthusiasm when you learn these laws? So in the yeshiva, they manage to have enthusiasm to learn the Gemara. But when it comes down to the halacha, they don't learn halacha. There's a problem. So we see over here, it's virtually impossible to feel religious devotion when learning these laws. This is Rav Chaim Veloshin, I'm not writing this. If I was writing this, say, the rabbi doesn't feel devotion. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But Rav Chaim Veloshin says, you can't feel devotion and learn these laws. He's a great man, you can't argue with him. So therefore he says, Torah Lishma does not mean devotion. What does it mean? It means to move your head, to concentrate, to focus in something. Learning Torah for Torah's sake. Is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. Keep them for the sake of Hashem and study them for their own sake, to understand their meaning rather than to gain honor and respect. So what is Lishma? So Lishma means when you do a mitzvah, you got to know why you're doing a mitzvah. Why do you do a mitzvah? Because Hashem commanded us. That's what a mitzvah means. A mitzvah means a commandment. I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem commanded me. That's why you say a bracha. What's the bracha? Hashem sanctified us and commanded us. But when a person learns Torah, why are we learning Torah? We're learning Torah to learn Torah, to understand what it means. So what does that mean? When one performs a mitzvah, one should have as pure intention as you can muster to make a tikkun in the higher worlds for the sake of Hashem. But the most important thing of a mitzvah is the performance of the mitzvah. Nevertheless, when a person does a mitzvah with a pure intent and with devotion, with happiness and enthusiasm, it makes a greater tikkun in the worlds above than a mitzvah done without holy thoughts. But when learning Torah, forget the thoughts. Just learn Torah. Talk about Torah. When you speak Torah, that's the devotion. When you're speaking Torah, that's devotion. To know, to understand, and develop new insights, that is the devotion of the Torah. To delve into the Torah, that is to do. So delving into the Torah, to understand Torah, and to deeply understand the Torah, and develop new chidush. Person says, you know what, I think this is what the Torah means. That's learning Torah. That is devotional Torah.
What I don't get is, like, doing mitzvah and stuff is a physical act, so that can happen without intent and stuff.
No, the other way around. How can you do a mitzvah without intent?
Well, I mean,
You have to know it's a mitzvah. You have to know I'm doing it because Hashem commanded it. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Right, but I meant in the sense of like...
Baruch
Ata Adonai Elohim Shekhanim. Amen. Not exactly having the greatest reasons or the greatest motivation. Like, the act can still happen even though maybe...
Okay. So there's different levels of mitzvah.
In terms of learning Torah, then, like, it's your mind that's being engaged. So how do you... It's either there or it's not there. If it's not there, then...
Then you're not learning Torah.
Yeah.
You learn Torah on some level. Person saying the words, on some level they're saying the words. As long as they understand the words. Mm-hmm. You have to understand. A person cannot learn Torah unless they understand what they're saying. That's the minimum amount of learning Torah. Is to understand what the word means. In the beginning Hashem created. You have to know, understand what the words mean. It's hard. We don't speak Hebrew, so you can learn the Torah in English. Because the main thing is to understand what it means. The learning Torah, is main thing is to understand what it means. But doing mitzvot, it's good to have the kavanah. I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem told me to do the mitzvah. And to add love of God, and to add enthusiasm for Hashem. But when it comes to learning Torah, the main thrust of learning Torah is to understand what the Torah is talking about. And to delve into it. However, then he qualifies himself. But don't think a person shouldn't have fear of God when a person learns Torah. God forbid. The Mishnah says, whoever has no, there is no fear of God, there is no wisdom. Okay? So a person has to have fear of Hashem. What do you mean fear of Hashem? I'm learning Torah in order to do it. I'm learning in order to keep the mitzvot. There's two parts of the mitzvot. Keeping the mitzvot and doing the mitzvot. What's the difference between keeping the mitzvot and doing mitzvot? Keeping mitzvot means I'm keeping the negative laws, all the negatives. How many negatives are there? 365 negative commandments. How many positive commandments are there? 248. So keeping is the negatives, and doing is positives. So a person's going to keep the mitzvot and do the mitzvot. But he's going to do it with the right intentions. But learning Torah, he says, the minimum is fear of Hashem. What does fear of Hashem mean? I'm learning it in order to do it. I'm not learning it as theory. A person learns Torah as theory, that's like a taking college course. I'm taking a college course in Talmud. Then you get a test on the college course and it's over. That's it. Halas. We had a guy over here who was a professor of Kabbalah in college. Did he wear a kippah? No. Never wore a kippah. Because he wasn't learning the Torah for the sake of Yirat Shemayim, for the sake of God. He learned Torah as a intellectual pursuit. Exactly. Intellectual pursuit. So that intellectual pursuit doesn't bring anywhere. It doesn't get it anywhere. It's not learning a mitzvah. He's not getting a mitzvah. Because it's not done for the reasons of Lishma. What's Lishma? I'm learning Torah in order to do the mitzvah. That's Yirat Shemayim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Yirat Shemayim is the gate of Emunah. It is the foundation on which the whole world rests. The root of all the mitzvah of the Torah. Whoever keeps the mitzvah fearing Hashem keeps everything. Whoever is not geared to God fearing does not observe any of the mitzvah of the Torah. Why? Because he doesn't care about God. He doesn't believe in God. If I don't believe in God, then it's not a mitzvah anymore. So a person has to accept the yoke of heaven. What is the yoke of heaven? Look at this. What is the yoke of heaven? When a person says Shema, we have to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. What is the yoke of heaven? So he says, compares it to an ox. Ever seen an ox plowing? What's on the ox's back? A yoke. On the ox's back, he's putting the plow. So first they put the yoke on the ox, and then the ox pulls. He says the same thing over here. Before a person does a mitzvah, they're going to think, my boss is Hashem, that's the yoke. When a person says Shema, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem is my boss. That's the yoke of heaven, and now he can do the mitzvah. The mitzvah now have a purpose. I'm doing the mitzvah because I believe in Hashem. Otherwise, what's the use of doing mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. Without the yoke of Yirat Shemayim, one cannot serve Hashem. Without the fear of Hashem, there's no Kiddushah, there's no holiness. So it's important. Otherwise, you can't have one without the other. So the start of everything is to accept the yoke of Hashem. Once you have the yoke of Hashem, then you can have fear of Hashem. Then you have fear of Hashem, you can have holiness. There's no fear of Hashem, there's no holiness. So three different levels. The first level has to be Shema Yisrael. I accept upon myself the knowledge there is a God. Number two is Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is watching me. So I fear Hashem. And number three is, now I get to the level of holiness. So before that, the person can't get the level of holiness. The Mishnah says, The faith of your times will be the strength of your salvation. Fear of Hashem is the storehouse. Prophet Yeshaya. And faith refers to the order of the first order of the Mishnah, which deals with agriculture. Faith is agriculture. I mean, we just learned Parsha Behar. What is Parsha Behar? The laws of Shemitah. How do you keep the laws of Shemitah? The farmer has got to stop. Attention. Every 6 years he's plowing his field, growing the crops. The seventh year, the field's open to everyone. Please take. Right? What does that take? Emuna. Who's going to provide for me for 3 years? Why? Sixth year, seventh year, eighth year. The sixth year has got to have enough for 3 years. Who's going to provide for me? Emunah. I believe Hashem is going to provide for me. That's Emunah. So the laws of crops, all Emunah. Plus you've got to give, separate the Truma, you've got to give the Maaser. You're left with how much? 70%. 30% is taxes. So the farmer says, I don't have, how am I going to do taxes? 70% left, it's not enough. Has to have Emunah. Emunah. Has to have faith in Hashem. And so that's Emunah. So the person's going to start with Emunah. That's how everything starts with. The laws of the Mishnah start with agriculture, because agriculture is Emunah. Interesting. The larger the store of fear of Hashem one has, the greater the harvest of Torah it will hold. A farmer who gives grain to his sons will only give his son as much as the storehouse of the son can take. I want to give today. It doesn't work like that with money, because the bank account can hold as much money as you put. You know, it's like, but in those days, it's tangible assets. How much? So in those days, I got to give you money, cash, coins. I'll give you coins. How many coins would I give you? As much as your safe will hold. Your safe won't hold the coins. I can't give you any coins. Where are you going to put them? You're going to have the vehicle to hold it. So the vehicle to hold one's knowledge is fear. Fear of Hashem. Without fear of Hashem, the knowledge goes. Because the person says, you know what, I don't need the knowledge. It's all theory, I don't need it. So with fear of Hashem, the person needs the knowledge. I need to do the mitzvot. How do I do it? So the father wants to give grain to his sons, wheat. He can only give them as much as the storehouse would hold. If I were to give more, he doesn't even have a barn. I can't give anything. Same with Hashem. Hashem wants to give us wisdom and understanding. But it depends on how big our fear of Hashem is. If a person has no fear of Hashem, Hashem will not give them wisdom because it's not going to last. It's amazing. I've seen this, that people just forget whatever they learned. It's a terrible thing. It's a true story. I never knew I had a cousin in Seattle. I go to Seattle. I give a talk in Seattle. After the talk, my guy comes up to me and says, I'm your cousin. I said, what are you talking about? Cousin? He said, yeah, I'm your cousin. And my grandmother is a Basus. And she lives in Seattle. I said, what? What? He said, now put two and two together. Yes, I remember there was a Basus who moved to America. And now I know it was in Seattle. And this is the grandson of this, some related to my father somehow. Maybe a third cousin. So he comes to me, I'm a cousin. Okay. Okay, then he tells me a story. He says he's going out with this girl. And then he went to see the rabbi, and the rabbi says, was very excited because this girl is the daughter of his chavruta, of the rabbi's chavruta, from yeshiva many years ago. The rabbi's in yeshiva many years ago, and this was his chavruta's daughter. But then he lost touch with his chavruta, and his chavruta became a multimillionaire, but he doesn't do a single mitzvah. Maybe he does a few, I didn't say a single mitzvah. But he doesn't do the mitzvah, he doesn't come to shul, doesn't pray, doesn't learn Torah. And when he went to see him, complete Amaretz. Doesn't remember anything he learned. So you see that what? If there's no Yirat Shamayim, the person doesn't remember anything. Why? Because there's no need for it. Why? I have no need for this knowledge. It's like a person studied in college to be a doctor, but he never practices medicine. So how much of the medicine does he remember 60 years later, 50 years later? Nothing. Why? Because he never practiced. So same thing with Torah. A person doesn't practice the Torah, he doesn't understand. He'll lose all their wisdom. And that's why the beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem. So, what do we say? Number one we said is, a person learns Musar. It's very good to learn Musar. But don't spend your whole day learning Musar, not learn the main part of the Torah. The main part of the Torah is Halakha. Halakha. A person's got to get to the Halakha through learning Gemara to the Halakha. But you need Yirat Shamayim. And the answer is, you do need Musar. So you need Musar and Torah, but the main thing is Torah.
Main thing is Torah, which is learning the laws, how to keep the laws. And there's a difference between mitzvot and learning Torah. Mitzvot, you do need to do with devotion. But learning Torah, you don't need so much devotion. Why? Because the Torah itself, the main thing of Torah, learning is understanding what you're learning. That's the main part of learning Torah. So now, how should a person learn Torah? And we should do this before we learn Torah. And that is, before a person learns, they should reflect. I'm learning Torah to connect myself to Hashem. Because the Torah is the word of Hashem. When I learn Torah, I'm connecting myself to Hashem's mind. Because the Torah is, Hashem is revealing His mind, how His mind works. The Torah, we're connecting ourselves to Hashem. So a person, before they learn Torah, he says, do vidui, he says, confess one's sins to Hashem. And have in mind, the Torah should make oneself holy and pure. Why? Because the Torah is Hashem's will. And halacha is Hashem's will. That's what Hashem wants. And whether the thing is kosher or not kosher, it's all Hashem's will. So learning Torah, it's Hashem's will. And that draws us back to Hashem. Links us to Hashem. So that's an amazing concept. The concept is, when you're learning Torah, you're linking yourself directly to Hashem. So that's the power of Torah, that's the power of tefillah. When a person prays also, they're linking themselves to Hashem. And when a person learns Torah, they're linking themselves to Hashem as well. Even when studying the stories in the Torah, the stories of the Gemara, they don't bear even on any halakha. It was given to Moshe on Sinai, and therefore it's God's will. So when a person learns these stories, learning the Gemara, Mishnah, halakha, Agada, all this is God's will. So look at this. This is very powerful. Every word of Torah a person says in this world, it's like Hashem's mouth is moving. Why? Because it's God's wisdom. You're saying God's wisdom is like something is happening in the world above as well. So what we learn down here, Hashem is learning up there. We are expressing God's will. And this is God's will. Amazing. And this is what David HaMelech says. The Torah of your mouth is better for me than thousands of gold and silver. Me'alfei zahav v'kesef. From thousands of coins of gold and silver. The Torah of Hashem is better than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Why? Because when a person is learning Torah, they're learning Torah with Hashem. And that's why if a letter of Torah is missing from the Torah scroll, it's pasul. Why? Because of the word of Hashem. Something missing from the word of Hashem. Pasul. So it's very important to understand. Every word of Torah a person says is like a jewel. Every word of Torah a person says is 613 mitzvot. Every word you say is 613 mitzvot. So someone asked me, I got this question in the email. Someone sent me an email. Said, Rabbi, I listened to your classes. It's gone off. I said, very good. Guy in Canada. On Torah Anytime. He asked me, he says, so now, I listen to your classes, but am I fulfilling my mitzvah of Talmud Torah without speaking? So the answer is, there are many poskim who say that you fill your mitzvah of Talmud Torah by listening to the Torah. There are many poskim that say that thinking Torah, the Vilna Gaon is one of them, and some people say the Rambam also, that just thinking Torah is learning Torah. So if you're delving into Torah by hearing someone discuss Torah and you're thinking about it, you're focusing. It's not enough just to hear it and not leave focusing on it. You have to hear it and think about it. Then there's many poskim that say you fill your mitzvah learning Torah. Okay, let's just do one more chapter. So, before they sit down to learn Torah, a person's got to make up their mind. I'm learning this Torah in order to keep. I'm learning this Torah to get closer to Hashem. I'm learning this Torah to purify myself, purify my soul. I'm learning this Torah to know what to do. And I want to get to the conclusion. And that's why it's dangerous to learn Gemara without getting to the conclusion. Suppose that's the danger today. People go to yeshiva and they come out knowing nothing. Why? It's not they don't know nothing. This one says this and this one says this. What's the halakha? Don't know. So the whole purpose of the Gemara is to know the bottom line. That's the whole purpose. So it's very important. The person learns Torah for the sake of knowing the bottom line. What is the halakha? So it's very important to know that. And that's why before you enter the Beit HaMidrash, there's a prayer over here on the wall. Right? Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. He made this prayer. Please Hashem, don't let me make a mistake in halakha. Let me get to the bottom line of the Gemara and make sure I understand the halakha clearly.
So that's the purpose of learning. So therefore, that when before a person sits down to learn Torah, a person's going to think, why am I learning Torah? I'm learning Torah, number one, is to get me closer to Hashem. Number two is to purify my soul. Number three is to learn the halakha, because I want to, number four is I want to keep the halakha. So I want to, number five is I want to know God's will. This is God's will.
I mean, and like the testing exams that are given for modern day smicha, are they just tests on halakha, or is also knowledge of like midrash and...
There's no midrash test. It's all halakha. Pure halakha, it's getting more complicated and more complicated. Getting harder and harder. Why? Because more and more people are taking the tests.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a gentleman here who came from Israel. So what are you doing? I'm learning Rabbanut. I'm learning to be take the test. So there's so many people, amazing, thousands and thousands. They had to make, get a big holes. When I was learning and I went for the test, maybe there were 300 people there in the room taking the test. Now there's thousands. So they have to hire, I know they do it in one shot. They got a massive, maybe in three places. Amazing. So everyone wants to be a rabbi. Thousands of people want to be rabbis, good. They're not learning to be rabbis, they're learning to learn. But the test is helping them to push, to motivate them to learn. That's what they're telling. It's very important. So, but the purpose of learning is not just for the test, it's the purpose to do. So now you know what to do. So now the halakha is clear. That's very important, to know the halakha clearly. So the Torah study is like a little bit like tzedakah. When a person learns Torah with fear of Hashem, it's like the tzedakah keeps your money intact. Right? How does a person lose their money? They don't give tzedakah. So the tzedakah keeps the money intact. So a person should give 10% tzedakah. That keeps the money what they have, they won't lose it. A person doesn't give any tzedakah, they lose the money. Very simple. So a person's got to know how to salt the, that's called salting the tzedakah. Salting one's money. Okay. We'll stop here. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.